We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is our great pleasure to have. We're going to be carrying the game on Sunday, Westwood One's broadcast of Super Bowl 53 between the Patriots and Rams. And in our business, Hugh, I mean, in your business of football, you know, I mean, you get to that mountaintop. In our business, as I, in my 40 years, look across next to me, Jim Gray, and think of that mountaintop Jim. And all the things he's been able to cover and all the events that he's been around and all those times that you've seen him in those incredible moments. The Mike Tyson bite fight is the first thing. I don't know why, Jim, but I say every time I see Jim Gray, I go, right after the bite fight, you know, because
it's an iconic moment. It's right? iconic moment. No question.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you guys. Good to see you, Hugh. Always good to see you, John.
Thank you for
your kind introduction.
Westwood was
broadcast. I don't know what I did
here to
deserve that, but I'll take it.
No, I mean, you've been doing Jim, you've been doing this a long time at an extremely high level.
Thank you.
And so you've seen an awful lot. You've seen, because I just asked you before we came on, your first Super Bowl was 12, mine was 16. Hugh played in a to watch what it's become, Jim. Here in Atlanta, I mean, from Super Bowl opening night to now and all of the events and the stars and the concerts and the way it's painted, I mean, it's just amazing how big the event has become.
It's incredible. I mean, when you think back to what this started as, to what it grown to and how it continues to grow, and it's just astonishing, really. I don't know that anybody could have predicted anything quite like this when they came up with this concept, Lamar Hunt. And those back in the AFL and the NFL to have seen where they were to where they are. I mean, it's 50 years already from Joe Namath. Think about when Joe Namath ran off the field 50 years ago.
Yeah, and
to where we are today.
Shocking upset of the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah. And you know, I guess it's kind of interesting because, you know, I was looking back at Tom Brady's first Super Bowl, and there was no Facebook, there was no iPhone, there was no Twitter.
Wow.
There was no American Idol.
I didn't even think about it like that. And how we've come into the social media era where everything is being tweeted, Instagrammed, and all that other good stuff.
I mean, DirecTV was in its infancy. It used to be USSB, and they had just started to grow. So, I mean, just look at all the change that we've had just in the time, and this guy's still throwing the ball on Sunday afternoons and playing in Super Bowls.
When you look at Tom Brady do you see, I mean, I know that there was a lull in the season where there was a lot of speculation and questions about him. But do you see his game, do you see him falling off anytime soon?
Well, you don't see it in his performance. No, I really don't. Anything can happen in football, and Tom says this all the time. You know, your next play can be your last, and you were in it, so you know it can happen. You know, but in terms of if he stays healthy and you know, continues his workout regimen, I think he's already, you know, broken any mold that we might have thought existed. To be 41, going into his third straight Super Bowl, 4 out of 5, and on his way back next year with a year left on his contract, he'll be 42, and, you know, AFC Championship. So, no, I don't see that. I don't see the fall off. No, I mean, just look at what the results are.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think that we're all at this point, when we're talking about Tom Brady, we're kind of just marveling at what he's been able to do. But I want to talk about another guy that we were marveling at last night. I did not get a chance to see the 30 for 30 last night.
I didn't either.
But Deion, what was it like they go through the span of the day where he played two games in one game in one day?
Yes, sir.
And you were part of that. So what was it like covering Deion and covering that event when he went through those two games in that one day?
Deion was a phenomenal athlete. I mean, the guy was just incredible. And he was, you know, so much fun to watch and you know, fun to be around. You know, he kept it, you know, funny and humorous. And, you know, he had a very gregarious, as he still does, personality. He's so smart. And he, you know, and he was smart about where he picked to play and smart about how he played. And, you know, everything he did, you know, was great design and thought process. So on that particular day, you know, he decided to try and become the first guy to do that, playing a football game in the NFL and a Major League Baseball game, playoff game. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. The Braves were not competitive in that game, and he was not a starter, so he didn't get into the game. There was no need for a pinch runner or a pinch batter, and he wasn't in the lineup. And at that time, you know, the Braves, John Schuerholz, and I imagine Bobby Cox, I didn't see the film, but I know at that time, you know, that they were annoyed significantly that he would leave, you know, a playoff game with World Series implications to go play in a regular season football game, that was a priority. So, you know, there was some, you know, I don't think they were jumping off of any bridges, but I don't think they were very happy about it.
Right. Jim Gray joining us on set here. You can watch him stream, watch 99thegame.com live with one of the great broadcasters of all time. Jim, everybody has that moment in their career where they're covering it. For me, the moment that I was bear witness to was Sid Bream on his back, and I was fortunate enough to be standing over him at home plate. In your career, is there a moment that Jim Gray says, man, of all of the moments, that moment, I was there for that moment?
Well, the first interview I ever did was with Muhammad Ali.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty. That could be pretty intimidating, though, too, at the time.
I was 17, so. But then he let me interview him continually. So the moment I guess I'm most proud of is he let me do his last interview on television.
Oh, that's great.
And he was my first interview on television. And all those years later, the first interview that we did was in 1978. And then he let me do his last interview in 2004. So I think that's the moment that that I'm, you know, just personally most proud of. It probably doesn't resonate, you know, like some of the other things that have happened with the public. But just that he had given me that opportunity and spent a lot of time with me when I was a very young man and not even a sportscaster and was thrown into the position to go do an interview with him because they couldn't find the news anchor, couldn't find the sports anchor, couldn't find anybody, and he was several hours early.
Man.
And then being able to interview him all those times and the ability that the generosity that he gave me to have the ability to have access for so long. And then the final interview, we did a show where we took America's greatest living Olympians, Muhammad Ali, Mary Lou Retton, Carl Lewis, and Ray Leonard. And we flew up to the pool at Stanford three nights before Michael Phelps left for Athens in 2004. It was before Phelps had ever won an Olympic medal. So, you know, what we have there in that show now is the greatest decorated track and field man in the history in Carl Lewis, the greatest swimmer with 22 medals, I believe, 22 gold medals, I believe, in Michael Phelps. Didn't have any at the time. Mary Lou Retton, who revolutionized gymnastics for America, and Ray Leonard, who was an icon, and then the greatest. So it was just a great roundtable, a great get-together with athletes that, you know, can't be duplicated or replicated in that fashion because of Ali. And Ali told me he would do this interview. He hadn't done any interviews and that this would be his last. And the last things that he said, at least on television, in a public setting, were we had a torch from Athens. And he said, Jim, let me give this torch to Michael. And he got up and he gave the torch to Michael. He said, I'm the greatest. You're the latest. It's up to you.
That's deep. I don't even know what to say after that. I got nothing for that.
Yeah, it's a great story.
So that's, you know.
I love that story, Jim.
Proud of the Tyson ear biting, because at least I didn't mess that up.
No, I could have messed that up.
But
no, you didn't.
That's a more public thing, but the Ali thing is more personal.
But it was breaking down. Well, that's sure, and it's a greater story, because, but the bite fight thing was such a, you know, I'm watching it at home with my friends, and everybody, oh, we want our money back, and I'm like, no, you don't understand. You just watched history.
That's right.
I mean, this is history, and you're first on the scene, and you're trying to get people out of the locker room, and I'm going, I put myself in your position going, what the hell just happened? That dude bit his ear off. I mean, so I didn't know how I'd even react as a reporter. I mean, and you were very cool and very calm. And I'm going, okay, good for you, Jim, because I'd have been freaking out.
Well, thank you. That was quite an interesting evening. I've had a long history with Mike. I've known him a long time, and several interviews that we've done together have become quite
legendary.
Viral or whatever it is that you they became famous, I guess, over the years. And I really, really like Mike. One time, Mike told me in the middle of an interview, he said he would kill me. And then he turned to Don King and he said, I'll kill you too. And then about 45 seconds to a minute later, he kissed me on the cheek. So I'm still not sure 25, 30 years later, what's more disturbing, that he threatened to kill me or that he was kissing me on the cheek. I think he's kissing me on the cheek.
No, but better than that, when he told you he was going to kill you, what was your reaction to that when you were doing
it? It just came out of nowhere. It was a post-fight. You know, he was mad at Don. And so, you know, he was getting ready to have a legal issue with Don over money. And so I guess I was just standing there, so we, you know.
Wrong place at the wrong time. So
anyway, but make a real long story very short. Mike was, I was very humbled and grateful to Mike. He inducted me into the International Boxing Hall of Fame last summer, and he was my presenter. So been a long, winding roller coaster with Mike Tyson, but I love him.
I know you're going to write a book eventually because you seem like you have a lot of stories to tell.
You got a lot, right?
One day.
Yeah, one day.
One day.
Jim, thank
John,
you very much.
Thank you. Good to see you, Hugh. It's been a long time.
Yes.
Take care of yourself.
You.
Thanks
good
for
to
having
you.
Me on.
Look forward to hearing
appreciate
Jim Gray and the coverage of Westwood One.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.